This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Choosing the right crop insurance for your farming operation can be challenging. At Farm Credit Services of Illinois, our professionals know crop insurance and can explain the different coverage options available. Farm Credit can provide the latest information on new crop insurance policy combinations, along with recent changes to the Federal Crop Insurance Program guidelines. Information that helps you choose the best coverage plan for your farming operation. Whether it's a yield or revenue coverage policy or the new total weather insurance program, Farm Credit provides you the latest coverage information, product knowledge, and exceptional customer service, all delivered to you conveniently with our on-farm service. Call us today at 800-444-FARM for the crop insurance coverage to meet your risk management demands. Whether we're in the field with you or in the office for you, farming is our life too. Remember, 800-444-FARM. At Farm Credit, we understand.
Farmers, Taylor Tire and Auto's Farmer Appreciation Days are coming to Litchfield. That's right, Farmer Appreciation Days come to Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield. It's this Friday and Saturday, the 17th and 18th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. each day. There will be free chili and hot dogs. And it'll be a great time for you to check out great deals on ag tires and ag service. It's Farmers Appreciation Days this Friday and Saturday, the 17th and 18th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. each day at Taylor Tire and Auto at the west end of Tyler Street in Litchfield.
Coming up on 10 minutes after 6, the DTN general opening call. Expect corn to open 4 to 5 higher later today. Beans about 6 higher, wheat about 7 higher. The overnight crude oil market 38 cents higher at 102.69, while the Brent crude 35 cents lower at 119.76. The April gold contract $4 higher at $1,732.40, while the U.S. dollar index 0.028 lower at 79.320. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, March wheat closed at 628 and three quarter, up 2 3/4. May wheat closed at 635 and a quarter, up 1 1/4. July wheat closed at 648, up 1 1/4. March corn on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 636 and a quarter, up 9 1/4. May corn closed at 639 and three quarter, up 8 3/4. July corn closed at 642 and three quarter, up 8 3/4. March soybeans on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 1258 and a quarter, down 2 3/4. May beans closed at 1265, down 3 3/4. July beans closed at 1273 and a half, that was down 4. March soybean meal on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 330.80, down 20. May meal closed at 333.50, down 16. July meal closed at 335.80, down 15. March soybean oil on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 53.05, down 30. May oil closed at 53.43, down 28. July oil closed at 53.79, down 31. March oats on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 323 and three quarter, down 3/4. May oats closed at 318 and a quarter, up 1/4. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Bilberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Grain Market News Report. The Illinois Kinder Grain prices ended mixed on Thursday afternoon, with corn and wheat higher and soybeans slightly lower. Corn futures drew strength from fund buying at the Board of Trade and strong weekly export sales figures. Weekly export sales for corn were over trade expectations at slightly over 1 million metric tons. In central Illinois, Kinder Grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 9 to 10 cents stronger at 6.29 to 6.44, while soybeans dropped 2 to 3 cents at 12.33 to 12.50. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 8 cents at 6.40 to 6.58, soybeans mostly 3 cents lower at 12.44 to 12.61, and wheat bids mostly steady to 3 cents stronger at 6.12 to 6.39. In the St. Louis area, country elevators and mills report those corn bids 8 to 9 cents higher at 6.37 to 6.44. Soybeans ended mixed, ranged from 12.43 to 12.54, and soft red winter wheat gained 2 to 3 cents at 6.23 to 6.37. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 8 to 12 cents stronger at 6.45 to 6.50. Soybeans ended steady to 1 cent higher at 12.66 to 12.70. And new crop wheat bids for July 12 delivery mostly 1 cent higher at 6.30 to 6.33. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed our producer corn bids 9 cents higher at 6.65 to 6.66. These same elevators lowered their soybean prices by 3 to 4 cents with quotations at 12.82 to 12.85. Soft red winter wheat gained 8 at 6.48 to 6.49, and the Milo ended 9 cents higher at 6.30 to 6.31. That is our country grain report for Thursday. This is Jerry Milberg returning you to WSMI.
April hogs on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 90.22, up $1.32. May hogs closed at 98.45, up 55. June hogs closed at 99.45, up 82. February cattle on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 126.77, up 27. April cattle closed at 129.65, up 75. June cattle closed at 127.60, up 22. March feeder cattle on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 156.82, up 20. April feeders closed at 159.32, up 82. May feeders closed at 160.62. That was up 67. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the cash livestock market report.
Well, thank you. The Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Afternoon Hog Report for Thursday, February 16th. Negotiated purchases of bears and gilts on a carcass basis totaled 3,300 head. They traded 29 cents higher today from $76 to $87.50 with a weighted average of $79.33. And in Illinois today, there was 11,800 head of bears and gilts sold. Primal cutout values for a loin were valued $1.89 lower today at $86.32. The Illinois Direct Slaughter Sow and Boar Report, today's estimated receipts was 850 head. Sows traded steady with moderate demand on moderate offerings. U.S. 1s and 3s under 400 pounds, $48 to $52. 4 to 5 weights from $50 to $56. And over 500 pounds traded from $52 to $58. Boars under 300 pounds, $37 to $45. And over 300 pounds from $15 to $20. The Illinois Direct Bears and Gilts traded steady this morning from $56 to $61. The estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection for Thursday, hogs are at 421,000 on the day. That's compared to 420,000 last week and 366,000 last year. Cattle are at 122,000 on the day. That's compared to 125,000 last week and 131,000 last year. The USDA estimated box beef choice cutout values, there was a total of 130 fabricated loads and 54 trim loads. Choice carcasses are up 82 cents at $1.90.20, while select carcasses are up $1.26 at $1.85.53, leaving the choice select spread at $4.67. And at the Schuyler Livestock Auction, they had 150 head on offer on Wednesday. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded steady to one lower, and slaughter cows and bulls sold 2 to 3 higher. Slaughter steers choice yield grade 2s and 3s from $1.20 and a quarter to $1.24.75, with a few low dressers from $1.17 and a quarter to $1.18 and a quarter. Choice heifers yield grade 2s and 3s traded from $1.20 and a quarter to $1.24 and a quarter. Slaughter cows, breaking type cows from $80.75 to $86, with a few high dressers from $86.50 to $90. Boning type cows from $66.75 to $70. And a few high dressers from 72 and a quarter to 75 and a quarter. Slaughter bulls yield grade ones from traded from $80 to $89. And at the Walnut Livestock Auction opening report, they estimate 380 head on offer. Compared to last week, all classes of slaughter steers and heifers are trading mostly steady. Slaughter steers choice yield grade twos and threes from $1.26 to $1.29. Choice Holstein steers traded from $1.13 to $1.18. And slaughter heifers choice yield grade 2s and 3s from $1.24 to $1.30. Thank you. This has been Joe Massey with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Ag. Now back to the main studios of WSMI.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, February Class 3 milk closed at $16.10, down 2. March milk closed at $15.63, down 14. April milk closed at $15.57, down 31. February butter on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday closed at 147 and 3 quarter, unchanged. March butter 146 and a half, down a half. April butter closed at 152, unchanged. Non-fat dry milk for February closed at 137, up 3/4. March non-fat dry milk closed at 132 and 3/4 unchanged. For April, 131 and a quarter unchanged. Spot prices for block cheese, 148 and 3/4, up 3/4. For barrel cheese, 148 unchanged. For butter, 139 and 3/4 unchanged. For non-fat dry milk, 132 and 3/4, that was down 3/4. The spot price for January Class 3 milk, $17.05. The U.S. dairy sector started 2011 with 102,200 more heifers expected to calve than in 2010. And according to the Department of Commerce Foreign Trade Statistics, it appears a large percentage of those heifers likely calved offshore. Dairy cow exports totaled 73,639 head last year, up from 37,356 head in 2011 and 16,209 head in 2009. 3/4 of them went to Turkey, followed by Mexico. The number of heifers expected to calve in 2012 is 3,030,000, down 26,400 head from last year. Wrapping up part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Friday, here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for February, $6.48. For March, $6.43. Corn delivered to Scottville for February, $6.40. For March, $6.35. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for February, $12.50, and for March, $12.42. And wheat delivered to Scottville for February, $6.06. For more information or to confirm the bids, you can contact Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. The pre-opening price is, once again, corn at Greenfield, $6.48, corn at Scottville, $6.40, beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $12.50. And wheat at Scottville, $6.06. And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Friday morning, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Color radar shows no precipitation in the Mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Hi, I am Greg Urey from M&M Service Company. You don't need to tell me that farming is a difficult business. What you need are the experts at M&M Service Company. For all your agronomic needs, to fuel, propane, turf, and agri-financing, M&M Service Company is your one-stop shop. Our team is knowledgeable about every aspect of your farming operation and can make farming a whole lot easier. Call your local M&M Service Company office at Coupon, Madison, or Montgomery County today and find out how our team can help you make the business of farming easier. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Partly cloudy skies today, high temperatures in the low 50s and light south winds. Tonight becoming cloudy, low temperatures in the low 30s. Tomorrow, Saturday, becoming partly cloudy and cooler, the high in the mid-40s. And your extended weather forecast for Sunday through Tuesday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers Tuesday. Low temperatures in the mid-30s, high temperatures in the low 50s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure steady, our temperature 25 degrees. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by the Taylor and Soaps Tea Room and Gift Shop of Mount Olive, by the Litchfield National Bank, and by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro. First of all, in our farm news today, recently Morrisonville High School student John Wiedekamp earned his state FFA degree for soybeans. He explains the process.
I had to take record. Well, I took records over corn my freshman year and beans just this year, or well, my sophomore year, and I had to keep records on what we did and how the crops did when we, you know, when we did everything. And had put in a book and entered it in the competition. I got interviewed and my book got approved. So.
Now you were interviewed last night?
No, I was interviewed the 9th last Thursday.
Now where was that held?
It was held down in Shelbyville High School.
And how many interviewed you and how'd it go?
I had about seven people interviewed me and a couple questions I didn't know, but you know. Pretty good overall. Got my book approved, so.
Now you're the head of the plot that you're going to have this year. Where is it?
It's just here in town. It's actually about center of town. We have two fields. We have One just like you said about Centertown, and another one's a couple blocks down the road. So
now, do you know what you're going to plant in the plot already?
This year it should be corn.
All of it will be corn?
Yeah. Yes.
Now, how will that work? I mean, the students plant it yourselves, and whose equipment will you use?
Usually when we do planting and harvest, we try to see if somebody, like some student in the FFA, see if they can bring in their planter and plant seed, and when it's harvest. We had myself, my dad brought in our combine, and we harvested. But.
Now, do you have, who decides what type of seed and chemicals to apply?
Well, we have a plot committee that talks about doing all that stuff, and we get an idea, and Mr. Jessison is the one that usually has the say in it, you know, what we're going to do and what we're not.
Now, what else do you have in addition to your test plot? You're also going to have, like, a chemical test plot, too?
Yeah, we're working with Christian County FS, and we're going to have, like, a test plot for experiments with weeds. And we're going to see which chemicals work best with the type of weeds around this area.
And that was Morrisonville High School FFA student John Wiedekamp. And the Morrisonville FFA chapter has many different events for their FFA week observances, which will be held later on in March. Trevor Badman, the chapter president, explains.
Yeah, we're going to do ours about a month from now. We're going to have a tractor show, probably incorporated truck show. In a couple days, maybe a camo day, a western day, and of course we'll have our petting zoo and some hat days and a few other events.
You have a petting zoo. Where do the animals come from?
Well, normally just like whatever kids are during FFA at that time, or local farmers or whatever, will bring out their animals. And sometimes kids have pets, like we've had lizards. Like
Usual the farm stock and stuff like that.
Yeah, and then like I said, maybe a couple like different stuff. We've had like bunnies, and one year we had a turtle, and of course your average like horses and all that.
Okay, and what else do you have planned for your FFA week?
Well, we haven't got all the for sure yet, but at lunch we normally have like some games. Like one year we had a pig race, and we're thinking maybe that, or like a small little tractor race, pedal tractor race. So.
Do you have real good participation for these events?
Oh, yeah. We always have tons of kids coming out, have a lot of fun.
Now, do you get the kids from here in town there at the grade school, right?
Yeah, they come over for the petting zoo. Mostly they'll come over a couple days a week, like different classes will.
The Illinois FFA week will begin tomorrow, and we talk to the state FFA president, Mike Shively, and he tells us about his background.
I'm actually from a little town called Buckley, Illinois, town of 600. We live about 5 miles out. I live on a crop production farm where my dad and my uncle Larry farm about 1,500 acres, corn and soybeans. And Dad is now a Pioneer seed sales representative for Pioneer Hybrids. So have a little bit of background in the seed company, and then a little bit on the crop production farm. So I got friends who raise cattle and livestock, but we're mainly corn and soybeans.
Okay, what's in the future for you? You going to take over someday?
Yeah, hopefully. That's in the plans, hopefully, but we'll be attending Parkland next year for about 2 years through the Parkland Pathways program. It's a great program where students get to go to Parkland and U of I at the same time for Parkland tuition for the first 2 years, and then they continue out their four-year degree at the U of I for the last two. But the neat thing is you get to use both facilities while you're there, and I'll be studying under crop science with a focus in agribusiness.
What have you got planned for FFA week?
FFA week is going to be kind of a big week, not only for me, but for the entire officer team. We're either going to be traveling around the state to different areas. I know I'll be going to the Normal West Alumni Auction over in Bloomington. And then again, I'll be packing up and going out to Cuba to go do a luncheon over there and speak there. But as far as we all go, we're doing interviews. We're traveling around the state. We're just kind of getting things done here in the office. So it's quite a big mix.
Who are the other officers?
Our state vice president is Mr. Jim Tobin, and our state secretary is Mr. Jacob Meisner. Our state reporter is Mr. Chris Steppig, and our state treasurer is Mr. Clayton Carley.
That was state FFA president Mike Shively. A Madison County producer is the new president of the Illinois Wheat Association. From the Illinois Farm Bureau, Rita Frazier reports.
I'm Rita Frazier reporting Ag News here on WSMI. Kyle Brazzi of Hamel in Madison County is the new secretary for the Illinois Wheat Association. We talked to Kyle last week at the Illinois Wheat Forum. He talked more about his commitment to the wheat industry.
Well, when we think about all the crops that we grow, especially when we can break disease cycles, new crops, alternative crops, double crop beans behind wheat, still very profitable for us on our farm and for growers in our area.
What do you think is the biggest challenge for wheat right now?
Coming up with a quality product that the end users want. So we worry about DON levels, we worry about head scab, ways to control that. I think it just requires some intensive management, so we treat it more like we treat the other crops that we grow. If we see issues, we try to deal with them. If we want thicker stands, we add nitrogen earlier. If we see diseases, we spray for them. So it's just treating it like a real crop.
You have been around and seen crops this time of year look good, and go through May, things don't go so good. So it's a long season, but right now you feel good about it.
I feel really good about it. We were too warm in January. We had a nice dry spell there, but the temperatures were just too high. I was a little nervous about wheat possibly breaking dormancy. I didn't want to induce any tillering or add any nitrogen to make those plants grow at that time. But I do feel really good about the stands and everything. I think it looks really good as of today. We did see some insects, but with the cold temperatures now, I think we're okay.
Back to last fall when you seeded the crop. I know that old adage of, you know, seeding in the dust or bins will bust. Talk a little bit about the crop going in your area.
I have to smile when I hear you say that, because I heard my grandpa say that 1,000 times when we were growing up. We definitely seeded it in the dust, and we were early, or at least close to the fly-free date, maybe just a little bit ahead of it where we were at this year for it. So I feel really good about it. It went in well. Everything was fertilized on time, so I feel great about it.
You talked about your customer base, your producers in your territory, and what may be holding them back from going forward with wheat or the future of this crop. Maybe more research needs to be done.
I think more research would help. So the number one thing comes back to quality, growing a quality product that we can sell at a nice, respectable price. Encompassing that with double crop beans still makes it profitable for us now, but we ought to be able to get it to where it stands on its own, and we're going to have more research in the industry or as an industry, and then come up with that product that we can sell at the end of the day. And all of the companies are aware of that, and I believe their focus is on that.
About this Wheat Association. Maybe folks don't know a lot about the IWA. You've been a part of it for a while. Why are you involved?
Well, I'm involved because I think that it's important that all of agriculture works synergistically. So whether you grow corn, soybeans, wheat, we need to support all of our commodities that we grow within the state. And whatever it takes to make those successful will help us all grow as an industry.
Kyle Brazzi in Madison County, the new secretary for the Illinois Wheat Association. For WSMI, I'm Rita Frazier.
Yesterday at the Greenville Livestock Auction, slaughter steers and heifers traded steady. Slaughter Holstein steers sold $1 to $1.50 higher. Slaughter cows sold $2 to $3 higher. Slaughter bulls sold $2 to $3 higher. Feeder cattle were mostly $3 to $5 higher in a light test. Receipts totaled 347. Last week they totaled 433. A year ago, 870. Also from the Greenville Livestock Auction yesterday, all classes of sheep and goats lightly tested. There were not enough for an accurate market comparison. Slaughter lambs accounted for about 74% of the run. Slaughter ewes 18%, feeder lambs 5%, and all other goats 3%. Receipts totaled 45 yesterday, last week 43, and a year ago 52. Some news notes from the Department of Agriculture and Agri-Legacy Conference on changes in tax and estate laws for women involved in farming will be held from 9 until 3 on Thursday the 23rd at the Decatur Conference Center and Hotel. Reservations available at www.agri-legacy.com or phone 877-96-60. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has begun an update of its database in preparation for a formal census of agriculture next year. Forms were mailed out nationwide earlier this month, according to Brad Schwab, director of the USDA National Agricultural Statistics Services Office in Springfield. The actual census forms will go out in December. The data will be collected in early 2013. And finally, Illinois is the third most corrupt state in the nation, according to a University of Illinois study released Wednesday. The study, which looked at public corruption statistics and data the U.S. Department of Justice has gathered since 1976, also listed Chicago and its surrounding metropolitan areas as the most corrupt federal district in the country. Later today, we'll update you with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Coming up tomorrow on the Horse Show, join us. We'll talk to Courtney Murphy about Murphy's Mules near Farmersville. Once again, the DTN general opening call for today, corn to open about a nickel higher, beans about 6 cents higher, wheat about 7 cents higher. The overnight crude oil market, 38 cents higher at 102.69, Brent crude 35 cents lower at 119.76. The April gold contract $4 higher at $1,732.40. Part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro, by the Litchfield National Bank, and by the Taylor and Soaps Tea Room and Gift Shop of Mount Olive.